The Old Testament reading for Exalt is written in Ezekiel chapter 36. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came, and I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, and through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. And from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. As good stewards of God's varied grace, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory of the God rests upon you. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Jesus said, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering a service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What glorious good news that the apostles had spoken into their ears when hearing that the promised Holy Spirit, the Helper, would come and lead them into all truth as he bore witness to Christ. And from that Spirit's guidance, the apostles too would bear witness to Christ. But then Christ hits them with the reality check. The reality of another part of bearing the truth of God's good news in Christ Jesus. The reality of a rejecting world. God's good news is a very different kind of good news than that which the world expects or seeks. To the world, good news goes something like this. sumptuously and drink of the finest wines, and you will live forever. Listen now to the portion of Holy Scripture that is called the Gospel, that you are blessed to have proclaimed into your ears today. Hear the good news as proclaimed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. Listen also to the holy words of the blessed apostle St. Peter. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial that is to test you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. He goes on to tell you that you Christians will partake in Christ's sufferings, and that as confessing Christians, you are likely to be reproached. Just stop and think about it for a brief moment. As the Lord tells his apostles that they will fall into much suffering, do you really think that they will be reproached for doing good works? Do you really think that you will be reproached for doing good works that God brings you to do? As if the rejecting world even knows that your good works are godly generated as a result of godly generated faith. Of course not. Even unbelievers do what seems good in the eyes of the world. So, what really brings reproach from the world? It's holding fast to the confession of God's truth within the world. If you think that isn't true today, then it only applies to the time of the apostles. Take a look, search, try to find hard-to-find truth of Christians persecuted throughout the world these days. Christians are being martyred by the hundreds in Syria, in various African countries, by confessional Muslims. But that's not so easy to find on the mainstream media, right? And what of pastors in Canada, Sweden, and Australia being thrown into prison for preaching God's loving truth regarding the sin of homosexuality, aiming for repentance and belief, but thrown into prison for what's labeled as a hate crime? That's not so easy to find in the mainstream media. Yet again, do you think the United States is not that far behind such a reproach? Dear brothers and sisters, part of the good news for believers which the Lord proclaims is that you will partake of the Lord's sufferings. You can expect a cross of your very own. And this isn't proclaimed to you as some sort of soothsaying message of doom to make you all bummed out and leave sad. It's what it means to hold fast to God's Word. It's God's Holy Scripture that lovingly proclaims this to you to prepare you. The world hears the gospel reading from today, obviously not getting it, and carrying reproach toward those holding fast to the Word of God. But your simple flesh, your self-centered flesh, doesn't like the sounds of Christ's good news either. How do you think man's sinful flesh will react? It desires to seek another way, another so-called gospel, one that lacks a cross and persecution. Even many who claim the name Christian reject the genuine gospel of Jesus and instead seek another so-called gospel that doesn't speak of sin or repentance, but instead promotes and promises health, wealth, and prosperity. The only problem is that that is not good news. It's a lie. Straight from the Father of lies. There's nothing good about that at all. It's the Lord's promises that you are brought to trust, not the promises of men. It's the Holy Spirit's inspired, inerrant, efficacious word that brings you to trust. It's the gifts that Christ has to give in word and sacraments that feed you and sustain you, bringing you to support His truth throughout the world as He brings you to respond to your offerings. God's gospel truth is just that, God's truth. It's the good news of God, and it brings a cross, just as it did for the Lord. Should you expect to go a different way? God's gospel doesn't tickle your ears and tell you what you want to hear. Rather, it proclaims to you what you need to hear. And that gospel, which the world reproaches, the gospel, dear friends, is this: although nothing good dwells in your flesh, you have been redeemed by the Lord's atoning death on the cross, a death that defeated death and Satan and overcame the stain of sin and the corruption of covetous flesh. And that victory, Christ's making satisfaction for the sins of the world, won on your behalf and received by God created faith alone, then declares you righteous and marks you as an enemy of the evil one. So when you are attacked, why shouldn't you rejoice? As St. Peter puts it, your attacker has already been overcome. If Satan is desperate to destroy you, it is only because you are a threat to him, and only because the Helper, the Holy Spirit, has been sent to you. He, the Holy Spirit, has sealed you as God's own child and has turned the devil into your mortal enemy. That Spirit given to you, that helping Spirit, opens your lips and gives voice to your new nature, bringing you to confess your Lord, confessing Christ's atoning sacrifice for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. He opens your lips to pray, to rely upon the strength of the Lord. What good news indeed that Satan is arrayed against you. That is why God, through St. Peter, instructs you to rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. And blessed are you when you are reproached. For God, through the Apostle, also writes that the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. The As a Christian, you are not only a warrior of God's gospel truth, but an immortal and eternal warrior, a victorious warrior. You have already won because Christ has already won. Christ has made satisfaction. Satan hates and loathes you because he hates and loathes his master, his Lord, the one who crushed him on a hill named Calvary, forever seen in the eyes of the world as God's defeat. But the eyes of faith see God in his glory, overcoming for you. And thus, it is your glorious pathway as well. It is the only way to the Father. And though it does mean a cross in the life of a believer, though it means temporary suffering and periods of great persecution and temptation, even pain, sickness, and death, it also means eternal glory for you, in whom the Helper dwells, in whom the body and blood of Jesus are found, upon whose heads holy baptism has marked, poured, and adorned Christ's atoning blood. Yes, this kind of good news is a paradox. For those covered in the blood of the Lamb by faith will be hit harder by the crafts and assaults of the devil. And when trials, temptations, and even persecutions come, you have cause for rejoicing. For not only are these things a sign of your membership in the Lord's church, you also have the advantage of knowing how the story ends. Every day you wrestle with sin, with your mortality, with family and financial struggles, with sickness and anxiety. Every day you are one day closer to the eternal triumph and the ever glorious high feast of your Lord. Lift up your heads and know that your redemption draws near. The Lord tells you these things to prepare you, to strengthen you, and to ensure that even when you are perplexed, you're not in despair. Even when you are down, you're not out. These things I have told you, says the Lord, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. When you need strength in times of trial, you will be given strength. It will not be your own, but rather the strength of the Holy Spirit to the glory of God alone will bring you to rely on your only source. To listen to the beautiful gospel that's proclaimed by the prophet Ezekiel, you know well who's behind the verbs of who's sustaining you. God says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Indeed, Christians, you are given crosses that seem too much at times for you to bear. But the answer is not for you to simply hear pleasant cliches and happy talk. The answer is not to avoid the very thing that is causing all of the problems in this valley of sorrows. Why else are you drawn here? Why else would you hunger for the forgiveness and righteousness of what's delivered through the sacrament of the altar? To avoid speaking of sin, death, Satan, the world, and your sinful flesh is to make Christ his atoning sacrifice for you and the world, who puts his Holy Spirit in you to fight and protect you from all harm and danger, who brings you to pray. You are given the way out from under whatever will try to overcome you. As Paul Gerhard penned in his opening words of one of the Holy Communion hymns for today, entrust your days and burdens to God's most loving hand. He cares for you while ruling the sky, the sea, the land. For he who guides the tempests along their wondrous ways will find for you a pathway and guide you all your days. The Lord has given you his Spirit, and he brings your new nature to continually desire a clean heart that holds fast to his word of truth, holding fast to your only means of full cleansing, Christ crucified and risen for the forgiveness of your sins. And if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory